Let us pray. O Holy Spirit, fall upon us like fire. Come into our midst. Rend the heavens and come down among us so that our cold hearts might be warmed. Rend the heavens and come among us so that we might see the Son of the Father and enter into his very life. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. He is 12 now, just beginning to make his way into the mitzvot, into the commandments of Moses. He is 12, a bright boy with an open face and curious eyes, a boy who gobbles up sacred scripture as he gobbles up food, pestering and demanding until he is taught Hebrew so that he might read aloud in the synagogues. Hebrew? You want to learn Hebrew, Yeshi? All we know is Aramaic and Greek. And yet, he would learn. He would learn to read scripture himself. He would learn. And so he ponders. So he learns, driving the aged rabbi of Nazareth half out of his mind. Why do we do this? Who are we? Who is the Father of lights? Ah, Yeshi, blessed be the one who dwells on high. Yes, yes, another good question. Yes, yes, you're a regular Torah scribe. Your Hebrew is better than mine. Oh, yes, okay, all right, so curious, so curious. He is 12 now. 12, and it is high time for him to go up to the festival, the high and holy day, the Paschal feast. And so he will go up. No longer stuck behind with a grumbling Mary who really wants to be in Jerusalem. No longer stuck behind with relatives whose bones are too brittle for travel. The 12-year-old will go up to the feast. For it is high time that he learns. That he learns about temple piety. That he learns who Israel is. And why we do what we do. And who the Father of Lights is. It's high time that he sees the red stream spring from the lamb's throat. It is high time that he tastes that same lamb with the bitter herbs. And as the youngest in the clan, he will ask the ritual question on that high and holy day. Why do we do this? And then he will sit back and listen as Joseph weaves the tale of Moses and Pharaoh, of blood smeared on doorposts, and of the terrible, awesome, swinging sickle of the angel of the Lord. It is high time he learned. And so he does learn. South they go, the clan, kith and kin together on the road, singing their psalms of ascent as they make each stage of the pilgrimage towards the holy mountain, towards the temple. And with every footstep, outside and inside of the holy city, Jesus learns. Jesus grows. With every glimpse of the sweaty priest splashing blood on the sides of the bronze altar, with every chuckle from relatives at his questions, his ponderings, his musings, Jesus learns. He grows. He learns why they do what they do. Because God brought us out of Egypt and commanded it so. He learns who they are. Oh, Jesus, yes, yes, we are Israel. We are God's people. We are his son, brought out of Egypt on that blessed day long ago. And he learns of the Father of Lights. Father, my Father. A ram's horn brings the festival to its end. And yet Jesus is still learning, still pondering, still puzzling. Those from Nazareth strike their tents, bundle their children up, and head north amid the crowds of pilgrims. But the 12-year-old is so overwhelmed with the glories of Torah and Temple and the Father Most High that he sort of loses himself in the wonder of it all, sitting there in the temple. Why do we do this? Who are we? Who is the Father of Lights? My Father. 3 days in the temple, pressing and prodding the greatest teachers of the land, those sages who learn and study sacred writ, gobbling up those holy words, just as he gobbles up their food. They take turns taking him home at night. And all the way to their squat stone houses, he's gesturing and filling the air with his questions. And over barley bread if they are poor, or wheat bread if they are rich, more and more questions. Why do we do this? Why do we do that? Who are we? Who is the Father of Lights? And then the next morning, back up the steps into the temple, and all the old men gathered round are tugging on their beards and grinning. Ah, Yeshua, another good question. Yeah, you are a regular temple scribe. Your Hebrew is better than some of my 18-year-old students. Blessed be he who dwells on high. Such curiosity. Jesus learns. And this is where his parents find him. After 3 days of frantic search, they find him learning in the temple. And the 12-year-old is puzzled at their anger. Well, why did you keep on seeking and seeking me? Didn't you know that I had to be about my Father's business? I mean, it was necessary for me. And yet even here, Jesus learns. It's no sin that he's been gone 3 days from his family. It is the naive childishness, I should say, of the 12-year-old, overwhelmed with the glories of Scripture, the glories of worship, and the glory of God the Father. And yet, a kind of naivete, a kind of cluelessness about how to act. Not a sin, but a 12-year-old's all-too-human mistake. And so he must learn how to live with his parents. And so he submits. He listens and learns. And all the while, his mother ponders this in her heart. She ponders as he grows. Indeed, at the end of our gospel reading this morning, St. Luke puts it this way. And Jesus kept on advancing. That's the literal sense of the original Greek. He kept on advancing in wisdom and in maturity and in favor with God and humanity. He kept on growing and learning. Years later, the writer of the book of Hebrews would put it this way. Though he were a son, yet he learned obedience by the things he suffered. He learned. And it is into that joyful learning, that excitement over Scripture, over who we are and who the Father of Lights is, that Jesus invites us this morning. Nay, drags us this morning. For you and I live in a culture that does not want to learn. A culture that is not very interested in learning. We live in a culture of 24-hour cable news, of strobing commercials, of screaming and screeching partisans. We live in a culture of proud foolishness. I don't need to know, I know. I don't need to learn anything. We live in that culture. We imbibe that culture. And so sometimes our own lives become flat and proud in our ignorance. I don't need to learn. That's vacation Bible school. I don't need to learn. I did that years ago. Don't need to learn. We lack curiosity. We no longer ask the real questions. Why do we do this? Who are we? Who is the Father of lights? No longer curious. No longer humble. No longer willing to come into the temple and to listen and learn. And so our Bibles gather dust. Our prayer books have no creases in them. Because we already know. We have no interest in learning. And so we become a small-minded people. A small-minded people who are afraid. Because if we ask those questions, why do we do this? Who are we? Who is the Father of lights? We know deep down that if we ask those questions, if we pore through the tangles of Holy Scripture, if we ponder, we will have to change. We will have to grow in wisdom and in maturity and in favor with God and humanity. And that will be hard. And so we are content to go home, maybe do a binge on Netflix or watch 3 football games in a row. God forgive me. We are content to be ignorant. To not have to learn. But Jesus refuses to leave us there. He's taller now. His face is not quite so chubby with that 12-year-old circular face. And yet still his eyes are curious. Still an openness about him. For he continues to learn. The perfect human being continues to learn of the glory of the Father of lights, the deep things of God. And it is as if he is still on the road to Jerusalem, traveling with kith and kin south, each step drawing nearer to the temple so that he might learn, asking the real questions. And he doesn't like where we're at, so he grabs hold of us. Come on, come with me, follow me. Come on, come on, come and learn, come and see. Ask the real questions. Who are we? Why do we do what we do? Who is the Father of lights? He presses and prods us. And his joy, his curiosity, his wonder is infectious. What does this text mean? How do you read? There he is, dragging us into the temple with him. Pushing us down beside him, and we find suddenly that we too are starting to ask those questions. Ask those questions as we ponder the pages of Scripture, as we sit in church. Who are we? Why do we do what we do? And who is the Father of lights? And as we ask those questions, as we ponder with Jesus and in Jesus, as he drags us there into the temple with him, we find that we begin to grow. We begin to change. We begin to be a people who catch glimpses. Glimpses of why we do what we do. Glimpses of who we are. And glimpses of the Father of lights. My Father. Your Father. Will you and I embrace that reality? Will we dust off our Bibles? Will we crack our prayer books? Will we learn? Will we, in the words of St. Paul, take every thought captive? Will we be transformed in the renewing of our minds. Jesus beckons with all the joy still of a 12-year-old, filled with excitement. He would have us learn with him. And that's exciting. That is good news. That is gospel. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.